Very probably you know the tragic story of La Bohème. But in case you should not, I will start by giving you a brief summary of it. When the opera begins, we find three students living in a garret room, sharing their little money, happiness, and misery. One of the three, Rudolph, a poet, discouraged at the non-acceptance of his manuscript, carries it home while his chums make merry at an inn nearby. During their absence, Mimi, a flower girl who lives on the same floor, comes to seek a light for her candle. Rudolph, observing that she is exhausted, bids her enter, whereupon she tells him that she is suffering from consumption. Revived by a glass of wine and rest, she leaves, only to return shortly, saying she has lost her key. While searching for the key, both their candles go out. As they are groping about in their search, Rudolph finds the key, but says nothing, slipping it into his pocket. They become confidential, telling each other of their fortunes and misfortunes, and before they know it, they fall madly in love. The second act shows a cafe scene in the heart of the Latin Quarter, where Mimi and Rudolph are dining happily with their friends. But their happiness is not destined to last very long, for Rudolph is insanely jealous, and poor little Mimi is soon separated from him. The last act shows the same attic room of the three friends who are once more sharing their misery. Suddenly, Mimi is carried in and dies in her lover's arms, happy at the last to be with him again. The duet, Thou Sweetest Maiden, sung here by Alice Fairlay and Giovanni Zenatello, occurs in the first act, just after Mimi has met Rudolph and told him of her life. Below in the courtyard, his friends call up to him to hurry, and he replies he will soon join them at supper. Then begins this beautiful love duet. The music starts with a pathetic phrase, which Puccini seems to have characterized as Mimi herself. You hear it in other parts of the opera, and especially at the last, when she dies. Just before the end of the duet, the lovers start out for supper, and their last notes, my love, are heard as they turn out the lights and close the door behind them. Alice Fairlay's triumphs abroad are best enumerated by the fact that she has been prima donna at the Paris Grand Opera, the Paris Opera Comique, Brussels Theatre, Philharmonie, His Majesty's Theatre in London, and in the Opera of Monte Carlo, Nice, and Lyon. In America, she has become known as one of the most wonderful coloratura sopranos on the concert stage. Giovanni Zenatello is considered one of the greatest of all Italian dramatic tenors. He has sung leading operatic roles in nearly every capital of Europe. And in South America and the United States also, he is well known.